The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong.
We are back, second hour of the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller, and it is the 17th day of August, 2016, and we're talking with Vince Finelli, USA Preparers, airs on this network 6 a.m. to 8 a.m., and man, did you make John Moore a happy man. Now, I want to continue with this because we're getting around to this guy now that is going to start explaining to you why, and this Sherry from the Arizona Department of Environmental Quality kept proclaiming she's not a scientist. We do not regulate what comes out of the tailpipe of a jet. Doesn't matter. That's up to the FAA, and that's up to the Environmental Protection Agency. And of course, they are silent. When you contact them, you will get no response on this whatsoever. Let me continue here.
Your belief that federal law trumps state law?
This is on the supremacy
cases,
clause.
Even if it's unconstitutional? I'm Dan Kemp. I'm from Henderson, Nevada.
It is my belief that Article 6 of the Constitution does preempt state law in this particular situation.
Is that the general welfare clause?
That's the supremacy clause.
Supremacy clause.
That's the supremacy clause. And in this particular area of aviation regulation, the federal government has fully occupied the field, and there is no room for state.
So all federal law trumps state law, according to the supremacy clause. Is that your belief? What if you were wrong on that?
I don't believe that that works across the board.
You don't have to be an attorney
I'd have to take a look at the case law.
Just look at the Constitution. You don't have to be a constitutional attorney to interpret the Constitution. It's pretty plain language, and so that's kind of wrong-headed thinking I think you have there that is shared by a lot of people, not just yourself. So that's kind of what we're butting our heads against in meetings like this. So that's all I got.
And you will continue to do so. Now, the last clip I want to play here, Vince. The gentleman, he sounds for every intent and purposes that he is a lawyer. He doesn't identify himself, but there's certain cues in his vocabulary that would indicate to me that he is an attorney. Listen to what he has to say. Well, first, I'll tell you what. Here he is right here. Let me back up.
Here, this telling is tail, us and just black
tail end of a pissed off lady here.
Us this entire time, saying you can't do anything. Our air is crap. You know, it was clear 5 years ago. Now it's a constant haze. We're breathing in this every single breath we take. all year long, all night long. This stuff is so small, it cannot be filtered out of HEPA filters because we're a couple of orders of magnitude smaller than a HEPA filter. It's like I am so angry. I'm a chiropractor. My job is trying to take care of people, and we're being sprayed to death. And you're just doing nothing about it. So it's like, get someone who does something.
I'd like to make a suggestion. My name is Walter Sparlake Havasu. In Arizona, we are unique in that we have a group of scientists that can tell you while this material is in the air with a spectrometer, specifically what it is as it's coming out of the back of the airplane, whether it's from spray nozzles or the engines. This is the best in the world. They have all the equipment there. We are a community. People do favors for each other. They will do a favor for you and do a spectral analysis of that. Now, the next step is very significantly more difficult because everybody knows the federal government is behind it, the federal government is doing it. I agree, you do not maintain subject matter jurisdiction over these kinds of events with the federal government. The federal government does these things primarily under the guise of national security. I'm going to take you back a few years. When President Eisenhower left office, he said, beware of the military-industrial complex. Shortly after that, people started dying in San Francisco. Cancer. Cancer was an epidemic. Nobody realized cancer was communicable. Somebody sneezed next to you and you catch cancer. Really? The statutory time limit on when the government can keep secrets from the people is 35 years. 35 years later, it was revealed. They intentionally released radioactive material into the atmosphere specifically to count the death rate of people. It was done for a national security project. The project was, if an atomic bomb ever went off here, they wanted to find out what the fallout would do to all the people. The only thing that so all the people who died, I mean, after this was divulged, the people who were still alive were their family members, and they lost interest. I mean, over time, the government wins. They beat you through attrition. For the last 40 years, there has been a law in this country that very few people know about. And the law is going to sound stupid to you, but this honestly is the real law. If the President of the United States declares a state of national emergency, he and all of his people gain immunity. So if you sue the federal government and you go into the courtroom, the judge lacks subject matter jurisdiction over any evidence submitted by the president during a time of national security as declared by him. So in other words, there's hardly any way you can going to win a lawsuit if he makes that declaration. This is a very difficult problem. I litigated that issue for 20 years. And the Supreme Court agreed with that stupid decision. I have studied this for so many years. The only solution short of physical violence, the only solution I can come up with is you've got to get rid of all those stupid people in Washington, D.C.
Maybe we can radiate them. Vince, you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
I'm sorry, I didn't know if the pot was up.
My blood is boiling, and I know about studies in St. Louis where people were sprayed with radioactive dust to see how they survived as well. I believe that was in the 1960s. By the way, Dane Wigington is going to be on our broadcast on Friday the 26th, and I guess that would be rebroadcast on Monday the 29th on Republic.
Great. Now, what do I have to do? Come up there, park myself in your lap while you're doing the show to talk to this guy? How the hell did you get him?
Dane Wigington and I are buddies, and he's concerned about me. He knows that they're flying over our house, and he'll call me and say, "Hey, amigo, just call to see if you've got a pulse."
Yeah. By the way, I just had a request here from a caller. What's the title of the video? Go to republicbroadcasting.org. It is on. Did you post that, Michael? It's there. Okay. Full Arizona town hall meeting on chemtrails, and it was chaired by Senator Kelly Ward. Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
You want to talk about what happened to me?
And I think this is where your heart arrhythmia also came from.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, John, I was looking up months and months ago over the farmhouse, and I saw these low-flying chemtrails. We have the high-flying planes, we've got the ones in the middle, and we've got the ones that fly really, really low. And I looked up, and I said, I think this one's going to get me. And it did. It did. I started coughing, and it wasn't immediate. It was, days later, just a cough, because they spray metals, and they spray biologicals. And so I got this cough. And the cough increased with frequency. And I couldn't get comfortable. I couldn't sleep at night because I'd be coughing, hacking. And I could barely broadcast. Literally, I had my finger on the pot to bring down my voice so you couldn't hear me coughing. But it was going on for, probably a month. I ended up coughing so much that I split my gut, literally, and my intestines popped out through my stomach line.
Caused a hernia.
Absolutely. And I just couldn't stop this cough, and so I was put on antibiotics and pretty strong ones. And it after about 10 days, I got the cough to stop, and I ended up having surgery. And so they, super glued me back together, literally, with super glue. But the cough started coming back. And what I found out was that by taking colloidal silver and apple cider vinegar with mother and changing my diet, I was able to fight this thing. And so, thousands of dollars later, in terms of hospital bills and hospital visits, and, I ended up with my heartbeat was so irregular, I was... every third beat was irregular. It was really serious. I was dizzy. I couldn't concentrate. And it was quite terrifying, no question about it. My doctor, the surgeon, wasn't sure if I would survive surgery, literally. My internist was concerned that I wouldn't survive surgery. And I did. But literally what happened, John, was I was taken down by the chemtrails, and I got what... many people are starting to refer to now as the chemtrail flu. And they say that you can survive it, but the next time, you might not survive it, probably won't survive it. So colloidal silver, daily, orally, and apple cider vinegar, a tablespoon per day. You can mix it with water. You got to have it with mother. So, the stuff with the clear stuff doesn't work. It's got to be with mother. It looks
good. When mother, what is that?
Well, that's the mother of vinegar. That's what helps. That's like the sediment on the bottom. Have you ever had beer that that has sediment on the bottom?
Well, yeah, I stay away from the Mexican brands.
Well, no, this is... Bragg's, Braggs. They sell it in quarts. It's about $5.50, maybe $6 a quart. And you take a tablespoon a day. It helps adjust your pH of your body, and it seems to work very well. So apple cider vinegar with mother and colloidal silver at a different time. Those are the things, plus the antibiotics that got me over the pneumonia. Who got pneumonia? Well, my mom got it. My wife got it. Everybody was coughing and hacking here at the farm. So it was terrible. I mean, literally, I had to have some of our instructors fill in for me. We ran reruns, and we got through it. And I'm on the mend. I am not 100%. But I'm here to tell you, John, that let's say we had a family business. And let's say we were selling widgets, at a storefront. And let's say there was my wife and our son, and I were the three people who ran the business. if that were the case, we would have been done. Absolutely out of business. Why? Because we wouldn't have been able to show up. You take one person out of the equation. Let's say there are three, like in our case. Take one person out of the equation. You're not down just 33%. You're down, I thought maybe down 50%. No, not 75%. You're down 90%, because it takes everybody else in the family to take care of the person who's down. Literally.
Mm-hmm.
So being farmers, we were able to get through it because we didn't have a regular schedule that we had to do anything except for the broadcast. But I got to tell you, just like Merle Haggard, he talks about, you know, in his song, what he hates chemtrails. Well, I hate them too. And I hate the people who are spraying them. And I think they are committing the highest crimes possible. They are killing people and plants on the planet. Now, we have, you've been down our driveway. It's pretty long, and it's made out of crushed limestone. And it gets very, very hard after you pack it down by driving over it with your tires. You know, when it's wet, rains on it, it packs down almost like cement. Well, we have a dip in the driveway. Actually, we have a couple of these little dips, and they fill up with water when it rains. John, these things, these dips in the driveway have algae growing on them, but it would look more like you took AstroTurf and cut out shapes, maybe 8 inches by 10 inches, and you flipped them into this, you know, this little puddle. Well, it's not a little puddle, it's the size of the underbelly of a car. That's how big it is, this dip in the driveway. And these floating 8 by 10 inch, real thick algae are in this. Where else are they? I don't know if you saw all the ponds that we have on the farm, but there's one that's about a half acre. The entire surface of this pond, 100% of it, I saw it yesterday. I was out on the four-wheeler checking the, you know, the grass and how it's growing because we're moving the cows from field to field. Well, this darn pond is 100% covered with this stuff. It's green. It looks like pea soup. I am not exaggerating. Since when do we have puddles that develop AstroTurf-like algae almost instantly? How does that happen? The only way that can happen is day after day after day of accumulation of these sprays landing on the grass, getting picked up by the grass, and then when it rains, it gets washed off the grass and it goes to the lowest area where it concentrates, and then it grows this stuff. These are biological green patches.
Well, the people are waking up. I mean, Dane Wigington's site, for instance, geoengineeringwatch.org, mm-hmm. it's gotten almost 23.5 million visitors. Mm-hmm. They're in California. There's town hall meetings going on about the very same thing.
He's devoted his life to this.
Well, and then,
literally.
Well, but people have got to understand that a lot of people are concerned out there, and they are doing things. But they're kind of doing a lousy job at doing promotion for it. In other words, to bring attention. Hey, pay attention over here. This is what we're doing. You can do it too. This stuff is happening all over the place. And when we tell people, and Vince, I don't think people believe us. They think that it's wishful thinking or we're just the rah-rah cheerleading group over here. Get involved. Speak out. See, we're winning. They don't believe it. And these smaller groups, they're organizing, and they've done well to organize and put together a game plan and pull meetings together and start pulling state officials in and all of this. That is wonderful. But they suck at public relations to tell people that we are doing this. You can do it as well. These are the pratfalls or the pitfalls. You know, avoid this or concentrate on that or whatever. They literally are the blueprint straight out of the engineering box on what they're doing and how they're doing it. And people, Vince, are getting the idea that we're beat. We can't do anything about this. I'm expending energy and unnecessarily. Oh, woe is us. We're all done. And well, getting this from?
We're not beat. We're not beat, but we're asking the wrong questions. If you listen to, you know, I haven't seen that video, but I heard it when everyone else heard. And everyone on our team was polite. Everyone was educated. Everyone had some facts, and it was wonderful. The ones who were running were the bureau rats, the government people. But I think the questions were not the right questions. The question should have been more like, ma'am, where do you live? Exactly what is your home address? That's the right question.
Yeah.
And then show up and have a demonstration in front of their houses. Then they start saying, wait a minute, this is out of control. These people are at our gate. This is pretty serious. And that's what we did in Virginia. We went to them. We went to their houses. We stopped in front of
them. That was then. This is now. Do you not realize, Mr. Finelli, that you would be a domestic terrorist going after elected public officials?
I'm not saying going after them. What I'm saying
Oh, no. You had to disseminate that information. You had to have your buds and pals there. You had to communicate. Well, this is their address. You know, we're going to show up over there at this time. Be there. Oh, no. Now you're a structured domestic terrorist.
The terrorism is the other team spraying cadmium, chromium, nickel, aluminum, iron, magnesium, potassium, sodium, barium, copper, manganese, and zinc and biologicals on we the villagers. Are the terrorists.
Well, and Vince, haven't you been paying attention? It takes a village.
John, you know, for those of us who have gone through the trials that I've gone through, I'm not trying to say I'm better than anybody else. I'm not. I'm just saying it is pure, brutal hell what these chemtrails can put you through.
I don't disagree. I do not disagree. I got a short call here. Obi in Colorado. Hello, Obi.
Hi, John. Hi, Vince. I just wanted to make a comment, and I'm sorry I can't remember the specific book, but they started spraying radioactive materials here in western Colorado in 1949. And they're chemtrailing here where I live in western Colorado, and they're chemtrailing enough here, I'm getting mold in my air conditioning, and it's making me sick.
Well, not only are you getting it in your air conditioning, you're talking about in your heating ducts?
I do have central heat in my little travel trailer here. And
he's talking about a window unit. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I have a central heating unit, and I have a air conditioning unit that's on the roof of my travel trailer.
Okay. Well, you're not alone. You're not alone because, John, you've seen our barn. We built a barn that's 120 feet long by, I don't know, 40 feet, and it's got a dirt floor. And the chemtrail air got in there, and we had white mold across the entire barn floor. White mold. It looked like it was dusted with flour. Black mold. Mold on the roof. We have green mold in the ponds. Or green algae in the ponds.
Yeah.
I'm also getting this strange white dust inside of my trailer. I've never, you know, I'm used to dusting, but I'm not used to these white particles that fall all over everywhere.
Mm-hmm. This is going on more and more and more. We've discovered what the domestic operation name for this is. Ironically, Vince, it's Cloverleaf. And it's being headquartered out of Wright-Patterson Air Force Base.
I can tell you that since you said Cloverleaf, I was out on the fields yesterday. John, we have never gotten on this farm three cuttings of hay. You know, you get one cutting usually. Very rarely would we get two. We are now ready to cut our third cutting of hay. More hay than we've ever gotten before. The grass is thicker. The grass is greener than ever before. Okay. And it's not just us.
Okay.
It's happening in Europe as well.
But why?
But the sky, the sun, you know, when we have a sunny day like we had back in the 1960s, maybe even into the 70s, early 70s, where you go out and you go, boy, it's really bright out. Those days are few and far between. And when you have one of them, you realize what it used to be like. And just as a previous caller mentioned, the sky is overcast. The sky is dark. And by the way, that's
okay. But I'm having a hard time patching together why you're getting more yields of hay versus chemtrails. Well, what's the connection?
It's raining like crazy.
Ah,
it's we have massive, massive amounts of rain. And the reason that Dane Wigington is doing what he's doing, I asked him. And what happened is he has a solar array on his house in California. And he noticed that he was unable to generate as much electricity. So what's going on? Well, it's overcast. The sun isn't getting through the
nanoparticle aluminum is actually reflecting the sun back into the atmosphere.
Mm-hmm.
It's exactly what's going on. Well, not only that, it's the rest of the crap up there that they're spraying that it diminishes the sunlight. Mm-hmm. You know, it's very rare. I have seen it happen in my travels in the last couple of years, and it is very rare to have one of those stark blue skies anymore. It's always got a tinge of a little bit. It's, I don't even know how to explain it, but it's like you had a palette and you had this beautiful sky baby blue paint, and you just mix a little bit of white in there.
That's exactly what I'm talking about. And Dr. Richard Allen Miller's on with us. He would be on Friday's broadcast on Republic Broadcasting. And he talks about how he is always dehydrated. And his saliva is thick and white. It's not just him. It's me and just about everybody else I know as well.
Well,
we're drinking more fluid and we're more dehydrated.
You know, I didn't realize that's why you popped a gut, you were coughing so hard. It's a wonder you didn't cough your lungs out. Hey, look, we're coming up on the bottom of the half hour, and I got to cut you loose. But, Vince, you take care up there. Please tell Mr. Wigington that I desperately have been trying to get a hold of him. And since you've got the inside track to the guy, don't make me come up there.
I'll tell you what. Would you like to come on with me?
Well, when's the program?
It's the 26th, Friday the 26th. He will either be on at 9 o'clock a.m. or 10 o'clock a.m. Central. And if you'd like, we'll do it together, you, Dane, and I.
Well, we'll see. I hate being. It's real tough bringing on another host on somebody else's, because you have a tendency to lift your leg a little bit and mark your territory.
I'm not concerned about it if you're not.
I'm not. Hey, just joking. Vince Finale, USA Prepares on Republic Broadcasting, 6 to 8 a.m. Central Time. Make it your morning coffee clutch. Start your day with it. Vince is not an angry guy, and I've gotten on Vince quite a few times. Vince, you need to get angrier. Well, sometimes that's exactly what you need, is a little bit calmer approach. So it's a great way to start your morning. And then you get John Moore after him. Ooh.
Thanks for putting us on the air, John.
Hey, Vince. I'm just surprised GCN hasn't cut it off.
Hey, by the way, you have 10 seconds?
Yeah.
Okay, I got a call on Saturday, and Mrs. Finelli answered the phone in the kitchen. And she said, well, he's right here. Hold on. So she said that it's Ted Anderson for you. And I thought, okay. So he was on hold, and I thought, I think at the end of this phone call, I'm going to be on permanent vacation. That was the first time he's called me over the weekend. And he was just confirming an interview with Joel Wallach.
Interesting. All right. Thanks, Vince.
Thanks so much.
Okay. Take care.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit MyDryHome.com. That's MyDryHome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report. Broadcast from 12 to 3, Monday to Friday, Central Standard Time. We cover medical issues, geopolitical, spiritual, and others, and you're welcome to call in.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back, and I've got somebody here that I've spoken to before. He's one of the advertisers on Republic Broadcasting Network, and you've heard the commercials for Numana, and I've got Daniel Brigman with me. Hello, Dan.
Hey, John. Great to be here.
Well, I appreciate it. By the way, your name sounds awfully familiar to me. Were you in the Army?
No, I was not.
Okay, all right. Different Daniel Brigman, because I'd actually spent somebody with the same name, and I remember their middle initial was T, and I thought, this can't be the same guy. So you've never been to Illesheim, Germany?
No, not that I know of.
You know, ironies of all ironies, I am this morning watching what's going on in Louisiana, the weather front that was down there, stationary dump, in some cases more than 30 inches of rain, in literally in hours in Louisiana. And these people are flooded out, in many cases, homes submerged if you're in lower-lying areas. here these people are with their clothes on their back, standing on their porch tops and whatever, waiting for rescue boats. And I saw this clip on the Cajun Navy, and I got in contact with a guy, and I'm waiting for a call back from somebody that has been down there. The powers that be would not let, the Cajun Navy with their John boats and bass boats and, you know, to get in there and rescue people, pull the granddaddies and the grandmas and the moms and the dads and the kids and the pets and the canaries and whatever else was still alive, wouldn't allow them in there. Well, today it shifted a little bit. They did another video. They put it on YouTube, and it got over 2 million hits. And, you know, I'm going back to the same old top-down federal government, don't worry, we're here to help. But they're nothing but a bumbling bunch of bureaucrats that can't deliver what's needed when it's needed. And, you know, just for grins and giggles, when I had you on last month, before I did anything, I took this 5-gallon pail that comes sealed, and it's what? How many pounds? You would know that because you ship them all the time.
It's about 22-23 pounds.
Okay, about 23 pounds. Well, just for giggles, Dan, I dropped this in a pretty deep pool of water, and the damn thing, the thing floated. So I'm thinking about this, and I'm going, whoa, this is double plus good. Not only is it real portable, not only is it individually packaged like the government MREs to preserve that freshness, you don't have a bunch of crap in here. You don't have any genetically modified stuff. You don't use any artificial ingredients. It's good stuff packaged well, not only the individual servings, but it's packaged well in the container that is actually waterproof. And I thought, well, geez, this is double plus good. And I'm just, and I'm just thinking to myself, well, what's the only thing that's missing here? Well, in order to do dehydrated foods and reconstitute them and eat them, you need water. But you've got that covered as well.
Yeah, this is a real-world test that you put it through, John. This is pretty cool.
Well, hey, unless I try it out, I don't recommend it. So,
well, you talked about, the first thing you said was about Louisiana. You know, one of my favorite quotes is from Reagan. It says, the 9 scariest words in the English language are I'm from the government and I'm here to help. And that's really kind of... That was our motto, but it's certainly a creed that we need to wake up in this country. We need to take control of our own lives. We need to take control of our own destiny. And one of the most basic things is food and water. And that's where New Manna Food comes in, and we feel like we got a great product. The water filters that we carry, we got a new water filter, a DuraFlow filter that we sell on our site that... has a crazy flow rate. It's tested unlike any filter I've ever seen, and it can take any kind of water and turn it into usable water you can have confidence in.
Well, and confidence is the thing. You know, most people, when they buy emergency anything, okay, they buy it with the intention that, okay, I'm prepared. Well, are they really? But these are one of the items that you don't have to rotate, you don't have to worry about. You got storable foods. And one of the things that I always looked for, and I saw people initially, remember Y2K, Dan?
Yes.
Everybody
yes,
loading up on wheat and rice and the bulk goods and macaronis and pastas and whatever else. And, you know, it dawned on me one day, and I started asking people, I said, aren't you going to get pretty tired of this pretty quickly? When in real disaster situations, the highlight of your day is actually going to be eating something? You know, isn't it going to be kind of a letdown? So here you are with New Manna, and you guys put this stuff together, and it's great-tasting stuff, got a shelf life of 25 years, and I'm sure if it was stored below... what do you recommend at storage temperature?
Well, we recommend anywhere you're comfortable. You do not want to store your food, any kind of food storage, in temperature extremes, like a garage where it freezes and those. But, you know, anywhere you're comfortable, room temperature would be good. Obviously, the cooler, the better, but you know, no extreme.
Well, and that would simply say to me, since this is a watertight and airtight thing, that you could, in order to keep the temperature down, you could probably actually bury it.
Yeah, absolutely, you could.
Another thought. see how these creative minds work? Well, okay, so you got, and I'm thinking about Louisiana, and I'm thinking about these people, and what is the number one thing that is always needed first and foremost before food? Water.
Water, no question.
And they got water everywhere and not a drop to drink. But that water down there, that was fresh water, that was rainwater, of course, mixed with, you know, all the stuff. There's all this water that's not potable, it's not usable, but you've got a water filtration system that you could literally scoop up that water, have clean, potable drinking water, not only to drink, but to mix with your food. The only thing you have to do is add heat.
We've made it really simple to do this process, to be prepared. You hit a lot of points on the head that I think people take for granted. The idea of, like, you'll eat anything in an emergency, that, I'll get by with just this and that. Scenario after scenario proves that that's not true. During the Irish potato famine, there were potatoes to eat, and there were people who starved to death because they had what's called taste exhaustion. What you store for an emergency is extremely important, and how varied that you have, and because a lot of your emotional well-being is tied to what you eat. Obviously, the water you drink, the food you eat will be extremely important in those situations. You can just ask the people in Louisiana right now. Our foods are easy to fix. Just like you said, you just boil water, and then our meals come in individually wrapped Mylar bags, and then a bunch of those meals are in the bucket, a variety. There's something you're not going to get tired of. It's food that you're used to eating now, pasta primavera, sweet habanero chili, black bean soup. I mean, these are real meals. This isn't, it's not food storage you just put in your corner and wait for it to collect dust and break glass in case of emergency kind of thing. I mean, we've changed the way that people think of food stores. This is an actual investment. It's a no-lose investment. Everybody knows the price of food is going up. So in that emergency, you're going to have a GMO-free, no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, easy-to-fix meals that really taste good. You just boil the water. If you don't have clean water, you find any water source, you can get our Duraflow filters on the website at numana.com, and you can filter the water, and then you will have both water and food.
Well, I want to remind people, because in the commercial that's running on the network, and Numana, there's a lot of distributors out there, but this is the guy that's paying the bill for the advertising to bring you to this great product. And the ad reads on the network, NumanaRepublic.com.
Yes, I'm sorry, John. That's my fault. Yeah.
No. N-U-M-A-N-N-A, Republic.com. And that will click right through to the Numana site. And you can read about this. Now, folks, I don't know about you, but when the foo-foo hits the air-oscillating moving device, you're going to be limited on time. If it's a real emergency, you're going to be severely limited on time. There's an old military term called unassing the AO. So if you've got to get out of an area and you've got to do it quickly, you don't have a whole lot of time. And you're not going to be prepared because you're not going to have a truck that's packed up and ready to go that's sitting there baking in 100-degree heat like here in Texas. If you're going to move, chances are you might have an opportunity to go back. You may not. So what exactly are you going to take? Well, you're going to take emergency flashlights. You're going to take water filtration capability with you. You're going to take some food with you. You're going to take some clothing. Hopefully you can grab a bedroll, and you're off and gone. Well, think about this, folks. If you've got to get out of an area quickly and you need to have the things that you could literally carry within two hands that could keep you alive, I can see of no better way of doing it than this.
I would agree with you. We've worked hard to make a very flexible, easy-to-use, high-quality product. We feel confident in it. We feel confident in the taste and what it will do for your family.
Well, and folks, you're not going to get bored with this. To give you an example, as I said, you can carry. This is called a family pack, and for $259.75, you get 118 servings of lunches and dinners, 26 servings of breakfast, and you can do this. Now, each family pack bucket contains a total of 144 servings. And it's soy-free, GMO-free, no added MSG, no aspartame, no high-fructose corn syrup, no crap, okay? You've got a variety of sweet habanero chili, which I tried, is good, rice pilaf, black bean soup, classic chili, cheesy potato soup. It's real. I'm a potato guy, and if you can't get your potato soup by me, forget it. It's good. I tried it. Oatmeal, cheddar broccoli soups, literally. In one hand, and I've got the water filtration still in the box here, and that weighs, about 4.5, 5 pounds?
Yes, it's very light.
Very light. The other one weighs, what did you say, about 22 pounds?
22 pounds, a really nice bucket with a handle, hinge lid, very flexible, very easy to use, very convenient.
So a medium-sized child or your wife could easily take care of the food and water situation in one trip in two hands. Wow. I like that. I like simplicity. I like effectiveness. I like stuff that's good, and I like it when it's reasonably priced. You know, a lot of weird stuff is going on in the world today. And Dan, I wish it were otherwise, because it's wearing me thin, and it's wearing a lot of people thin. But people have always thought of themselves, well, you know, I'll do this whenever, or, you know, I think I'd be able to handle any emergency situation. Quit playing games with the one thing the good Lord gave you and you only have one go-around with, and that's your life. And if you've got family, that means you got wife, you probably have children, you've got a responsibility. This is something that you can do. It's very easy to do. It's very relatively inexpensive. So what are people waiting for? I mean, I need to have them call you today. What's your phone number there?
888-597-0775.
888-597-0775. So, folks, what I'm saying here is, you know, we might be a little uneasy about things. We might be uncertain about the future. But you can be certain about one thing. You can be certain about the water. You know, you can go a couple of weeks without food, 10 to 14 days without food generally, if there's not a high caloric content demand put on your body. But you can only go 2 or 3 days without water. And I'm here to tell you that by taking just a few simple steps, you can eliminate possible problems down the road. And to be honest with you, I've seen a lot of stuff out there. Dan, I've seen a lot of stuff. I've seen neat, nifty preparedness stuff that you think, wow, that's pretty thoughtful. But there's basic, rudimentary stuff. I like easy, long-term storage, easy portability. Oh, my God, I don't have to run through the house like a chicken with my head cut off. I make a couple of grabs. I'm set in that category. This is what can do it for you.
Wow, well, you said it much better than I do. You should work for Numana.
hey, I was half serious. I said I'm kind of looking for a job. So
excuse me. You said about the uneasiness. One thing that brings you peace. I mean, it doesn't matter what you are. Being prepared. Being prepared brings you peace. It doesn't matter what the, you know, whether it's through the war, whatever area of your life that you feel there's a need, where you feel there's something making you uneasy, being prepared about it takes that fear out.
It does.
Once you have that, the fear is gone, and then it's a totally different mindset, and it frees you to do other things. It frees you to deal with the situation, and it's a very comforting feeling. I mean, we're not just selling food, we're selling preparation, we're selling comfort, we're selling your family success, thriving in all kind of situations. I mean, I'm not trying to be too dramatic, but I mean, that's really what it is. And then also, if you're late for, you know, baseball practice, if your kids are home from school by themselves and they need a meal, Well, our food is good enough that your kids are going to want to eat it. They will eat it, and it's easy enough that they can fix it for them. So they're not just sitting home eating Twinkies. There's a lot of uses here, a lot of flexibility. We've formulated this for our family, and we're obsessed with what obsessed maybe a strong word, but we're picky about what we eat. We don't want a lot of crap given to our kids. We want something that tastes good. I'm a pretty tall guy, pretty big guy. I like to eat. If I don't like it, we don't sell it. And we feel very confident. Our family, this is a family-owned business. We started in our basement. We've worked very hard to get to this point. Now we're a national brand because of that obsession with the product. We're not just a marketing company. As you can see, John does a much better job of marketing the product than I do. I can just tell you a little bit about what we've done to come to this point. And, the food stores, the packages, there's many choices. We have no gluten options. We have smaller packages, bigger packages, combinations. Like I said, for people who don't want gluten, there's no gluten.
Hey, Dan, do me a favor. I've got to take this three-minute commercial break. We'll be back on the other side, short segment here. Talking with Dan Bergman today, and it's new manna, folks, and it's worth it. It's really worth it. We'll be right back.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Crazy like a fox. I want you to check out when you go to Numana, numanarepublic.com.
aquapail.com. Check out the water filtration. It's by Aquapail, and it pre-filters water. It's got a primer pump tube. You know how the other systems, you've got to get the filters saturated. Well, this has got its own primer pump. It is light. It is more than transportable. It's a good system to have. Along with your food, I would highly suggest you look at the water filtration system as well. Dan, any parting shots to our audience here?
No, I just want to tell you what a pleasure it is to be on your show and have an opportunity to introduce our stuff. No matter whether you buy for us or not, just, you know, it's a crazy world, but that doesn't mean our life got to be crazy. Make decisions that impact your family. I'm a big advocate for taking control of our lives, not relying on certainly government, but not relying on other institutions that we see. God gave us the power. God gave us the strength. We can go forth and we can do anything with his power. And so, you know, think about that with your family.
Well, and also, you need to call Dan. And there is a Numana, you call it a flex pay. Yes. So you actually work with people in order to get into their hands what they need, which is an outstanding. That, all these sorts of things tell me that you give a damn. And that's why that you're here on this network, and that's why this listening audience is listening to you right now.
Well, that's our goal. We want people prepared. And, you know, we feel our product is the best out there, so.
All right.
We want to help them any way we can.
All righty. Well, hopefully you'll be around for quite some time, Daniel, and I appreciate it very much. And, folks, this is one of our advertisers. Support the network. Check out Numana. Go to NumanaRepublic.com or just simply call them 888-597-0775 and put that little fear. If you have got a bunch of bulk stuff sitting around that you've had bagged up since Y2K, okay, just remember what I said. The highlight of your day in an extended period of chaos or tumult, if you want to put it that way, you're going to want, it's going to be the high point of your day. So you want something nutritious. You want something that tastes good. This stuff is good enough. And if anybody else out there is like me, I get stuff, I want to try it. You're going to probably want to eat this stuff on a regular basis. So just buyer beware. It's good stuff. Hey, Dan, thanks again. I appreciate it, my friend.
Hey, thank you, John. God bless, man.
Okay, you too, sir. All righty. One of the sponsors to the network. I really, you know, it sometimes it takes me a while to warm up to people and, you know, yeah, okay, somebody's got a pretty nifty product and, you know, here he is. Now, the more I'm talking to this guy, the more I'm liking him. He did it out of his heart, out of his basement. That's where it all started. And that unto itself is almost a miracle. Startup businesses anymore. Last time you heard about startup businesses was some tech guys in their garage starting up, you know, this IT company or that IT company. At any rate, hey, folks, we are doing a pledge drive for the network. Okay, do not forget us. Remember my contract I made with you yesterday? We won't have any dead air here. And we're going to keep pushing it to the max, at least to the end of the year. And after that, all bets are off. As I said earlier, I was talking to a deputy campaign manager for for Senator Kelly Ward's run for the U.S. Senate against John McCain. He told me, if Hillary gets elected, I'm more than convinced there'll be civil war in this country. Oh, boy. Hopefully that doesn't happen. All right. 800-724-2719. Call us today. Make a donation. Go to the website, republicbroadcasting.org. Go to the donate button at the top of the page. That's PayPal. Make a donation, please. Let's keep this thing going. It's important. Thanks for being here. We'll see you tomorrow.
Like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. plus magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.